Feminization, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The major stamp collecting organization in the U.S., the American Philatelic Society, just held its biannual elections. The incumbents for president and treasurer, both unopposed, won, of course, as did the unopposed candidate for secretary, myself. The society elects slates of three vice presidents who handle disciplinary matters, and both sets of candidates included popular stamp writers with visibility on the internet. One factor, then, may have been gender. Two of the candidates on the winning slate are women, while just one of the losers is female. There were 13 candidates for the four director-at-large seats, but only one of them was a woman, and she finished first. Of course, there were other factors, but one well-connected stamp collector told me when all else is equal, he votes for women candidates. In a hobby too often seen as a bunch of good old boys, it's important to make sure the hobby's other demographic groups are represented and visible. And that's stamp collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.